beautiful it was. Pink cheeks, a white face, curly blonde hair. It was a regular job. That is not true.
How about
Mrs. School? Mrs. Ellis in school. Oh, dear God. I hope your grandchildren should be like you. Yeah. In school, he was just a genius.
He was a
light
in class, I know.
Remember the time you came to school and...
You're seven.
And you came to school and...
I knocked on the door to come in on school, and I knocked on the door and I said, I'm Milton Maidenberg's mother. She says, Milton Maidenberg is okay. He's the light of my class.
He's a dim bulb.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Joey.
20 candle watts.
So?
It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. You know what? Pop says, I put him in a school too early, and he wasn't 5 and a half years old, and I put him in a school. I want to get rid of him.
I want to
get rid of you. Did you hear that?
Well, Frank was there, and he used to cry, and I didn't know what to do.
Stinky baby, yeah.
So I thought I'll put him in school, and I'll
get
be
rid
gone.
Of him. Yeah.
You know? So Pop says to me, get in there, my Hamish can go take care of the child. He's too young to go to school. He wasn't 5 and a half years. He was June the 20th, 5 years, and then in September.
No wonder you got out of school so early. You started when you were 5 instead of 6.
Yeah, I skipped the grade. That was terrible.
Yeah.
He skipped
a grade, and that grade wasn't good because he didn't like the class. They were too big for him. He says, I don't want to be in that room. They're too big blobs. I says, in class, you don't play. When you go out, you'll play with your own voice. So, all right. And you know, when I went to take him home, I thought I was going to take him home, but... When I come and knock on the door and I said, I'm Milton Maidenberg's mother. She says, Milton Maidenberg is okay. I could see her before my eyes. If she would give me $1,000, I wouldn't be so happy.
Oh, where was this? Kindergarten?
No, in the first grade. Oh. That time it was great in kindergarten.
Well, I should have been allowed to skip a grade. That was bad.
Why do you say that?
Just doing the whole schedule off.
Why? What did you miss?
In a more mature group that
you
don't belong there.
Yeah. And me and Meyer got to New York on an excursion ticket. A round trip for $28. So him, I have a ticket because I put him on knee pants. He was only 12 years old. 13.
11 was the age, I think.
No.
Or 10.
12 is the regular.
No, I was supposed to be 10, I think.
So,
he loves to hear these stories about
He says to the conductor, listen, I didn't hear that. When we'll come and with the water, what do you call it, with the
Niagara Falls.
Take me up, I want to see it. And I didn't know it.
The horseshoe curve,
that's it. He remembers. So I didn't know what he said, the conductor. I see the conductor by 5 o'clock in the morning. He shakes and wakes him. I says, what's the matter? I was thinking if I have to pay for another effort ticket, I'll pay. So he says, this kid is a very smart kid, and he begged me when we'll come to the Ocean Curve, I should wake him up, so I want to keep my promise. Well, that promise, he cut the life for me. I was thinking I'll have to give him $14 more, $28. So, okay. And you know, Meyer got left over there, so I got Meyer's effort ticket returned.
Why did he get left over?
Because he got a job at Macy's.
How old was Meyer?
Oh, Meyer was already 18 years old. He was graduate high school, 17.
You left him there.
traveled with him.
What are you leaving there for?
Well, he got a job at Macy's.
What did you have to carry him?
Vinokas. He's staying with my brother and with his wife and with Phyllis's mother and father. So he got $18 a week, just imagine the first time. And when Meyer came back and he said he has a job in Macy's, I thought they all go crazy. Ah, in a small town, a boy, he just come and he got a job in Macy's. They couldn't get it over. And he got $18 a week. So Meyer got left over there, so he got a half a ticket to cash out. You know, his return ticket. So the conductor says to me, no, the ticket office says to me, you will sign it and we'll send you a check. So I said, maybe I'll sign it. So he goes over to sign, and this is Gertrude. He says he signs like a banker, not like a chap.
All those things kind of went to your head, didn't they, Mel?
Huh? Well, that was the truth.
Huh?
Well, that was the truth. He was good.
Not a banker.
He was good. Me had a sale in Fairmont, and Mild was the cashier. He took in once out of $1,000, and everything was on the deck.
He's the smartest of all four of your children, isn't that right?
Well, as far as I know, one of them is good, but
he's better.
He was the best.
You say that every time you go to somebody's house. I bet you say that to all the boys, Mom. Do you?
No. I cannot make them jealous. They would kill me.
No.
But they knew it. They knew it was Milt was all right, Milt. When I used to say Milt, that's from a letter. It's whatever I tell him to say, so he transferred it, and he made a letter to get a kiss in every week, and he made a letter. You don't have to put on this model of this and that.
You love it too, don't you, Matt?
Well, this is the truth. I want to tell you something, Grandma. When he was young, and I used to go with him on the street, people stopped looking on that beautiful face, the blonde curls, and the face was beautiful. One thing I could say, I had a beautiful children, beautiful. All my children was pretty.
What happened to them?
They are pretty. Nothing happened to them. They should want to be well and rich. This is what they wanted, and that's all. Thank God. To touch wood.
Well, tell us some more.
Why, what I could tell you, I could tell you and tell you and tell you.
And he could listen and listen and listen, could you, Mel? Why
not? Good things to listen to him back is a pleasure.
Julie?
I remember when you were Sunday, he was made up a ball game, and you come in. With somebody else, I think, with Alan. With Alan, you come in on Sunday.
When? Before we were married?
Before you were even engaged.
I don't know. What did I do that for?
You just drove in.
Helen who? Helen Zimmerman?
No, Helen, the one the dog bit our child.
Oh.
No, I don't. Hey. I didn't come with her. I came with Ruthie Dorman.
That's it. I remember now. I'm that complexed face. You can.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
So,
how about Harry?
That time I was strictly cautious, so I had a paper tongue. I cut on tongue and gave it to the
table.
I've got a
pickle tongue.
Yeah.
How come you have tongue when Milt won't even eat it?
He used to eat everything what I gave.
You did?
I've never ate tongue. Yeah. Something about a tongue I don't like.
Well, all right. Let it be something else. So Will got mad at me. He said, what kind of supper you made?
Is it really?
See, at the main meal, we had it for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And you come in and I have the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, I've seen what your mother done. She gives meal fix, she gives everything, so I started doing the same thing. I put in cottage cheese and cream and salami and yellow, everything what I have. You know, when you push it, you can't put cream and cheese and meat. So I give up the kushar.
Did you see those pictures that Michael took the other day with his new camera mount?
I saw them, yeah.